Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, Senior Analyst with The Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Jim Rogers, President and CEO of Mega Silver. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is MSR. Mega Silver is a junior Canadian-based precious metals exploration company with projects in the Yukon, Northwestern Ontario, and Nunavut. Thanks for joining us today, Jim.
Thank you.
Great. And let's get right into it and talk about the 43-101 resource estimate and Blue Caribou announced today.
Well, Blue Caribou was Skybridge's qualifying transaction. Last summer, 32 drill holes were done on the copper zone and four on the gold zone. We've been putting together a 43-101 inferred resource. Every hole hit. I mean, we've got 2.77 million tons weighted at a weighted average grade of 2.8 copper, 0.06 moly, an ounce silver, and 0.2 grams gold. So a pretty substantial structure. It's about a 900 to 1,000 meters long. It's defined to about a 200 meter down dip length, and that's about 100 meters vertical depth. And it's wide open at depth and looks like an extremely strong structure. It's basically a quartz breccia vein. Shows very strong mineralization. Looks like it's continuous for a long ways.
Well, great. Sounds good. And also, earlier or last week, you closed on an acquisition of a Red Lake gold asset.
Yeah, that's right. We had closed the Myrit option, Myrit East option, which tied into the Laverty property. So basically, we put the two properties together there, and we've already got the grid cut towards doing some geophysics and power stripping and forward with exploring that project.
Great. And is there any other updates to bring us up to speed on any of your other projects?
Well, Yukon, we've got the Eagle project. Pretty excited about that, actually. It's a very complex vein system, similar to Red Lake, which is where my experience is from. Keno produced a lot of high-grade silver, probably over 200 million ounces. The Eagle Project is a small vein west of the Alexco claims. We've got some pretty high-grade numbers there that we want to follow up on. But what really excites me is there's a thrust fault there, and we've got a very large geochem anomaly that strikes almost due north-south or close to perpendicular to the standard vein trend and parallel to the thrust fault sheet, which is basically a blind target. So I think one of the things we're going to do there, other than in addition to drilling out some of the vein, is actually looking for some other bigger scale, district scale mine maker type targets.
Great. Sounds good. And so talk to us about some of the market trends that you're seeing right now and how well positioned Mega Silver is to capitalize on some of these trends.
Well, certainly, I mean, I'm not a market expert, but I see investors are getting back into quality companies in the precious metals business. Certainly, I see a lot of buying opportunities. I mean, we're a company that has a lot of cash and ability to raise more cash, and I think there's a couple real opportunities out there with a lot of these juniors beaten down. Some of them have some pretty good assets and have no money to develop them, so thus there's an opportunity there. And also, again, coming from a background of mine development of complex structural settings, I see 43-101 regulations and the way projects are evaluated. I think there's a lot of upside in some of these complex structures where, you know, we can go in and do some test mining rather than doing a full scoping feasibility study, actually do some test mining and put some real numbers on the table and see the real value of some of these projects that are really not appreciated by the market at this point in time.
Yeah, that's a great answer, Jim. And so talk to us, what differentiates Mega Silver from other players in your sector? Is it the diversity in the projects, or is it something else?
I mean, we're brand new, basically. I mean, I've never really worked in the junior sector. I've always worked for senior companies developing mines and making additional resources. I mean, finding reserves, making mines. I mean, from my standpoint, this company is going to, our goal is to find and make mines. We've got an awesome management team. myself, Steve Filipovic, and Gord Yule is VP Exploration. Steve is CFO. And our board, certainly Ewan Downey, has a great track record. Abraham Dross and the other players are Michael Sweetman and Richard Patricio. And of course, there's Pine Tree Capital backing that group. So, I mean, I think between the knowledge, the technical skills, the market expertise, and, you know, a history of success in discovery and development, I think we're a company that can take a look at things and, you know, what's the mine going to look like? What are the odds of us succeeding? How are we going to make it happen? I mean, those are the sort of questions when I look at a project. I'm not just looking for numbers to feed the market. I want to see something happen.
Great. And so what specific – thanks for giving us the background on the management, by the way. And what specific milestones has the management team set for the company over the next 12 months?
Over the next 12 months, we've you know, we've set out some exploration programs for our three main assets, our Yukon project. We've got about a $1.25 million budget there that will likely be expanded. We're looking at doing some deep penetrating geophysics and some sat imaging on the Blue Caribou. And Red Lake, we're basically doing the full geophysics, power stripping, and we will be doing some diamond drilling there. We're also looking at some other acquisitions. We certainly would love to have an advanced project in our portfolio, and I think some other high grade, high yield type targets. So we're working on some acquisitions on that front. Can't really say too much about that. I guess mainly is, you know, put the projects into the queue. I mean, we've got the team, we've got the raw materials. Let's start executing. So I mean, the next 12 months is all about execution. And then pulling some new projects in that we can really, really make hay with.
Great. And in terms of growth, Jim, will the company continue to grow organically, look for more M&A activities, or is it kind of a combination of both?
I think at this point it's early to say, but I'd say, you know, we're looking at growing organically. Certainly we want to find success in the projects we have. If we don't find success, we will move on and acquire other projects. But certainly we will have to acquire other projects to grow to the rate that we want to.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think we're starting to get the story out. I started before SkyBridge merged with a few investor meetings and getting the story out there. But you know, now that I'm fully in the position, we will be putting the story out. Our website's been updated moderately, and a lot of the story is there already. But I think, you know, it's appreciating the people that are involved and the projects that we have, where we're working, and what our goals are. You know, I think it's a great time to be getting in early, basically.
Great. And in terms of how the company works within the industry, are alliances and partnerships an important part of the business model?
Definitely. I mean, challenges are opportunities. I mean, partnerships are key to us succeeding. Red Lake's a good example, and so is you know, Keno Hill area. I mean, all these projects are the land position is extremely tight. So what you need to do is you need to, you know, have sort of, I hate to use this terminology, win-win deals, but basically everybody's got to see an upside to the deal. And those are the sort of things where we can provide expertise and capital and move projects forward and make success happen. And partnerships are extremely important on that end. The other area where partnerships are extremely important is with the First Nations group. I mean, there's a way to do business with them, and certainly in a partnership role, I think we're going to see a lot of success come out of working with the natives and then pulling things together and making things happen with them as well.
Great. And once again, joining us today is Jim Rogers, President and CEO of Mega Silver. The company currently trades on the TSX Venture Exchange, and the ticker symbol is MSR. It's currently trading at $1.05 a share. And before we conclude, Jim, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I guess I'll start off, you know, the merger creates a very strong company with a vision and expertise to create shareholder value. We've got a long history of mine development, discovery, and certainly financial strength to make that happen. We have a portfolio of high-grade gold, silver, and copper properties. So, our foot's in the door to make that happen. And we're focused on acquisition of the same sort of things, high-grade gold and silver targets in Red Lake and elsewhere. And I think management has a can-do attitude. Personally, I've always been involved where, you're measured by your last 6 months. You're measured by your last discovery. So, and you basically, I remember a fellow from Barrick telling me, "What have you done for me lately?" And I really think we have to live by that.
Well, yeah, that certainly it certainly rings true. And we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress.
Thank you. We're gonna give it our best to deliver.
Well, yeah, thanks. It's always great to have you on, Jim, and thanks for taking the time to update our investors.
Thanks, Juan.